In this episode, you will discover why comparing yourself to other podcasters is actually a good thing when trying to grow your show. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time, gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. Hello, my name is Anthony Ranieri.
I'm Ty Gauchet.
Look, dude, a lot of people are going to get triggered by this title and this episode, potentially. You know what? Actually, I take that back. Our listeners won't get triggered because they just get this. If someone's new and listening, they might be like, what the hell, comparing ourselves? I don't want to compare myself to other people. That's negative energy.
Hey,
bro,
we should just be ourselves. Right? Comparison's the thief of joy.
Do you know what else is a thief of joy?
No podcast delusion. Growth.
And delusion. And that's what happens when you don't compare yourself to other people. I speak to a lot of podcasters who say how their show is amazing, it's engaging. If you listen to this right now, you probably have got a good show. But compared to what? And I think it's really important when it comes to podcasting that we do compare our shows versus other shows that are out there. Because we need a reference point of what is good, bad, ugly, and excellent.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not constantly comparing yourself and to other people, you have no reference point of what is good, bad, ugly, excellent. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
And there's so many other podcasts out there so competitive that you need to have a reference point to know where you are in this race, because you are competing. Let's not forget that. So I think the first things first, you need a reference point.
I'm not competing. I'm just competing with myself. I'm just trying to get one step ahead of myself every day, man.
I don't know, man. We definitely are competing. Whether we like it or not, objectively speaking, we're competing. It's not an official competition,
explain
like the 100-meter race.
No, for sure. But just break it down visually into why it is a comparison.
Yeah.
It is a competition, whether you're trying to compete with others or not.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way, right? A competition is a group of people coming together, competing to reach a certain goal. It's just people trying to reach a certain goal. When there's a conflict, or when there's like the same people reaching for the same goal, we can be best friends if we have the exact same goal. We want to both be like, what's the word? The fastest run in the world. We're still competing. There can still be love there, but there's conflict of interest because they want what you want and we're going after the same thing. I know to a lot of people that might sound a bit toxic, but for me, I personally love competing. I need it as fuel. When I was younger and I used to get into bodybuilding and trying to get myself bigger, I had to compete against my brother. I had to compete against other people in my year group. And what pushed me to keep pushing forward was this competitive nature of wanting to be, and it sounds hilarious, but just wanting to be better than them. Like, it sounds, not gonna lie, I just want to be the best at that thing. Therefore, for me to be the best at that thing, I needed to have this competitive mindset. Because if not, you make excuses. There's no reason why you should wake up early and get on with the gym or put in the extra reps when it comes to your podcast. Be a bit more decisive when it comes to your content creation. Go the extra mile when it comes to output. So yeah, I think you are competing whether you like it or not.
Well, it's great to hear your life story, but I think, yeah, there's only a certain amount of podcasts that someone... Like, there is enough for everyone, and there is an abundance in the sense that it is possible for any podcaster to really hit their goals and get to 10,000 monthly downloads and all that good stuff. But at the same time, in doing that, if you think your show's good, a listener is going to, when they're looking for shows, they're going to listen to yours and they might like it or they might move on to the next one, right? They're going to look at the shows on the page and they're either going to choose yours or they're going to choose the one that the cover grabs their attention more or they have a better title. So in that sense, we are always competing with other shows when growing our own podcast, whether we're consciously doing it or not.
I have to say, sorry, you explained that so much better than I did. Like...
So now that we know that we are competing, just not in the kind of toxic definition that often comes up, how can we actually use this as a reference point? How can we practically use other shows as a reference point to make ours better? Well, number one, we can see what others are doing well. So that might be certain segments that you think are really cool, certain ways that they frame their intro or their topics that is really engaging and actually makes you want to listen more. And if it makes you want to listen more, you can assume that it's happening with other listeners as well. And podcast listeners are finding that type of intro or that type of hook or that type of format very engaging and making that show good. So it's not a case of tearing yourself down. It's a case of allowing you to see what's working in other shows to actually build yourself up, get some really cool ideas. If you're a regular listener of our Monday voice note episodes, you'll know that quite a few of our guests who have had successful shows and shared that in voice note form on our podcast have said that they regularly use other podcasts, i.e. their competitors in their niche, as a reference point to really see what's working and actually get a lot of good ideas. And sometimes that's just the way they interview people. Sometimes it's something like an engaging segment, something they do to engage their audience. There's so much good ideas out there. Again, there's abundance of good podcasting going on. So why not tap into that and see what's working in that and reframe it for your own to lift yourself up? It doesn't mean your content's not good, but again, how good is it, right? We don't know until we listen to other shows.
And I think a lot of listeners right now, some of them will be listening to other podcasts currently within their space, within their industry. And I think it's really making sure and prioritizing, okay, I like that intro. I like the question they asked there. How can I then make that different? So not just improving your own show, but asking yourself, am I blending in with all these other podcasts? If that's the case, that's actually a bad thing. I say bad thing, good thing. But yes, like, it's not a good thing. You don't want to just blend in like all the other shows out there covering a podcast on online business or a podcast on anxiety or a podcast about productivity or leadership or a podcast about dogs and cats. It doesn't matter what it is. You really want to make sure you do stand out, that you have almost a distinct feel to your show. That's going to be so important, and a distinct style in how you deliver the content. So when you can have a look at your competitors or other podcasts in your niche, whichever one serves you best, and you can analyze the things that everyone else is doing, and you can ask yourself, what is missing from these shows?
A good comparison of, because I feel like this could be taken in a way that we're contradicting ourselves. Because on one hand, we're saying, see what others are doing and see how you can apply that yourself. We're also saying, see what others are doing and see what is not being done and do that instead. So an example of both would be, you might listen to one of the top shows in your niche, maybe the first one on the page for your kind of topic or keyword. And you might find that they do this really cool, engaging tactic of they might have a really cool segment, which they get their audience involved and engage them. And you can definitely take inspiration from that and apply it to your own show to actually raise your own engagement. But it's not copying. It's just taking inspiration, right? There might be a certain part of what they do that can apply to yours in a different way. On the other hand, looking at shows to identify a gap and actually be different could be something as noticing that a lot of the other successful podcasts in your area, in your niche, are very science-based and all the guests are professionals, and maybe it's like advice from doctors or experts and that kind of thing. And that means that there's a gap for someone that's just, they don't have any credentials, but they just bring relatable experience and they've really been through it themselves. And that needs to be heard. And a more real, raw, authentic take rather than expert advice. Am I making sense, or is that example a bit too thin?
Yeah, that makes sense. And again, it's really important to know that if that's not a gap, then don't try to fill it. Because I think what a lot of people do is they see other people doing interviews and sharing stories, and their uniqueness is, I give actionable advice and tips. There's a lot of shows that do that. Not saying it's a bad thing. That's a great thing. It's an add-on. It's a benefit of doing that. And it's an improvement on your show. Great.
It's
amazing.
It's a prerequisite, right? If you're a how-to, exactly, or an education-based show, then the actionable advice should be a given.
Exactly. A different one could be, for example, say you were in the niche, in the space of where you're competing for online businesses, and everyone's doing interview or stories or interviewing founders and whatnot. Great, awesome. What are they doing? That's good. Are their intros good? We can take a bit of that. Oh, their call to action is really great. It's really incentivized. Love that. But they're a bit boring. Okay, mine should be a little bit more exciting. Oh, theirs are all like really long hour longs. Could mine be 20 minutes? And better, yeah, they're all interviewing all these names, but could I figure out a way to leverage these big names in a different way? Could I make case studies showing before these founders were multimillionaires, or before the exit, or before they became billionaires? And make a case study profile of the show. And now again, you realize that's something that's actually missing, but providing value to your marketplace, to your audience in a different and unique way. That would be you filling a gap, a proper gap in the market to help you stand out. But you wouldn't know to have this idea. You wouldn't know to explore this if you didn't compare your show to other podcasts within your niche and industry.
Or if you're not Anthony, who has this cool talent of being able to whip up very creative ideas of podcast formats on the spot. So Anthony, that's something I always admire.
It's not on the spot, Ty. It's not on the spot because I always listen to so many different podcasts.
That is true. And how they do it. Content consumption animal. One,
but again, it proves the point, right?
University, he watched 30 hours of a series. But this is before we got into business, by the way. This is not very professional, but he watched 30 hours of a series in between a Monday and Friday when we're at university.
Ty, why embarrassing me, man?
This
come
guy
on,
knows
bro,
how
on,
to
man.
Consume content, and but you apply it very well in the podcasting space as well. So with that said, I think there's one more underlying reason maybe behind why we need reference points and why it is good to listen to other podcasts and actually compare yourself to what else is out there in your niche. So let's summarize then. So Anthony, what are the practical reasons why it's actually good to compare yourself to what else is out there in your niche and actually get a good reference point?
You need a reference point to know the good, the bad, the ugly within your niche and industry. Number two, it allows for that competitiveness to kick in. When you see other people that are doing great and amazing, you should also want to be better than them. And that sounds weird. You want to be the best version of yourself, of course, but that also, you can use that as a drive, as a motivator to keep you pushing forward. We have rivals, we have targets, and that's okay. In business, you have the exact same thing. The third piece is making sure that you're able to actually stand out, that you're able to, again, stand up from the competition and figure out new and creative ways to differentiate your show. Because again, it is competitive, it is getting crowded. There are more and more listeners, but also more and more podcasts coming out. And there's an opportunity for you to stand out and gain that traction fast by positioning your show as something new and wildly attractive for the listeners you want to reach. So for yourself, the call to action is simply, who are the biggest competitors? Who are the top dog? Who are the leading figures within your industries who have podcasts? Listen to their show, review it, the good, the bad, the ugly. And then take the bits that you want from their shows and start implementing it on your show. And then ask yourself, how can I stand out? How can I be a bit different? How can I serve the same group of people, cover the same topic, just in a different and more unique way?